Good morning. How are you? Today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday and we talk about Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And the end of the gospel, Jesus tells us that he came to give us life, an abundant life. But how do we get to that life? Because often in our own lives, we do not feel that abundant life that God wants to give us. And I think it comes back to what he says right in the beginning of the gospel, when it talks about my sheep hear my voice, I call them by name and lead them. So the way we get abundant life is through our prayer life. And our prayer life, as we've said many times before, cannot just be a bunch of words that we say to God. You know, like C.S. Lewis, I read this week, says, a parrot can say memorized words. So those who pray, or he says seemingly pray, just by saying a bunch of memorized words, do nothing more than what a parrot does. So he calls us not to be parrots. And how we come not to be a parrot, but enter into relationship, is we need to do three things, I believe, to help us listen and hear the voice of God. So he can hear us when he calls, we can hear him when he calls our name, and he can lead us. And first, I think the thing we need to do is, I'll give you all three and we'll go back to them, is we need to carve time out in our prayer, to carve time out specifically to listen. So whatever prayer we're doing now, it's good, but we need to carve certain time just to put aside for listening. The second thing that we need to do to hear his voice is in our prayer time, we need to create silence, not just exterior silence, but interior silence. And the third thing we need to do is to be attentive to Jesus. So let's break that up a little, huh? The first thing we need to do is carve out time. You know, the Word of God says in Proverbs, my people die because of lack of discipline. And prayer is a discipline in our life. It just needs to be. So most of us, I would imagine, are pretty disciplined in our prayer, that we have prayer every day. But we need to make sure that in our prayer that we carve out 3 to 5 minutes of silence. That way, we can enter into relationship. We can hear his voice. We can hear him call our name, and we can leave him lead us as the shepherd does. So the first thing I'd encourage you is to carve out time that you specifically go. So if you spend 5 or 10 minutes a day now in prayer, spend another 3 minutes in silence and say, God, I'm here to listen to you, okay? So you carve out the time. The second thing you gotta do is make sure you're silent during that time. Now, it's not just external silence, but most of us aren't used to silence. We're uncomfortable with silence, huh? The first thing you do when you get in the car is you do what? Turn on the radio, right? And sometimes, you know, when I drive, like tonight I got to drive to Pittsburgh for 2 hours to get a flight in the morning. Well, I'll turn the radio off just so I can talk to the Lord, because it's a great time to listen to the Lord when you have 2 hours and you, after a while you're talked out, right? Then he's, okay, Lord, what do you want to say? So you have to carve time in listening. So you need silence around you, but you need silence within you, because often though I'm here in silence with the Lord every day, I'm not silent in my heart. I'm looking at all the fears. I'm looking at all the things I got to do. I'm looking at all these things in my life that keep me busy, that I worry about, that I go crazy over, and I got to let my heart be silent, to be still, so that the Lord, then I can hear the Lord when he speaks to me. So after you've carved out time, you need to create silence in that time, exterior silence, interior silence, so you can hear the voice of God. The last thing I think you need to do is to be attentive. Because again, we can be very distracted in our prayer if we're just saying words. But when we're attentive, that means we're focused on Jesus, not ourselves, not our situation. We're attentive to looking at Jesus. And that way, Jesus can speak to us, huh? Because again, you know, when I was in seminary, I wrote a paper on prayer for one of my spirituality courses. And the whole paper was just on the light burning in the sanctuary. So, you know, if you look here at our big sanctuary candle, that light is always attentive to Jesus, if you will. It just burns and it focuses on the reality of Christ's presence. Any church you go throughout the world, if you see a sanctuary light with the candle burning, you know Jesus is present. So that we become this sanctuary light when we pray, focusing on Jesus during our prayer time. And when you and I can focus on him, then we will hear him say our name. And I just want to, it would be interesting to find out if you ever heard God say your name in prayer. And if the answer in your heart is, no, Father, I've never done that. I've never heard that. Well, it's because we need to be silent. So I encourage you, if you want to hear the voice of God and he'll say your name, that you have that silence. So you build time for it, you create the silence, and then you're attentive. And then he will not only say your name, he'll tell you what he wants of you. He's our shepherd. We're the sheep. He'll always lead us. And when he leads us to this abundant life. That's what Jesus leads us to. That's what he says. And I don't think Christ is a liar. But we need to do our part to listen. So I encourage you, in your daily prayer, carve out time for silence, to be with the Lord. Create silence exterior, interior, and then just be attentive to Jesus. What do you want of me, Lord? And then listen, and he will speak to you, he will say your name, and he will lead you. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.